Some farmers like to spread waste when the ground is frozen because they don't have room to store it and because frozen ground can't support the weight of a tractor. But they're generally discouraged from spreading during the spring because rain and melting snow can carry contaminants into streams or groundwater. Now the EPA and USDA are doing a study to find out exactly what happens to manure once the snow melts. Steve Jan is an EPA investigator on the project.
We want to develop a good sense for whether different types of manures, be it dairy manure or swine manure, have different physical properties that affect the propensity of that manure to stay on the land or to move off the land in runoff water.
Jan says the study results will be used to evaluate different state regulations on spreading.
If we find that the state standards, in our judgment, don't adequately protect water quality, then we might go back and work with that state a little further to tighten up the standards as needed to protect water quality.
The Wisconsin DNR recently revised its rules. Concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, cannot spread liquid manure on frozen ground. Those large farms are also prohibited from spreading any type of manure in February and March. Smaller farms may still spread, but they can be fined if they contaminate water or kill fish. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.